His name's Matt, okay? Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Hey, Weston, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I cannot complain. It's Thursday already. Jesus, week's going by fast. How's your week going so far?
Pretty good. Warming up.
What's that? It's warming up?
It's been pretty good. It's warming up.
Yeah, I hear you. That's always a good thing, right? When the weather starts to change, you know? But some people, they're telling me it's cooling down. So, you know, it's like
Missouri,
how the weather's been. Yeah, exactly. In Missouri, it's definitely starting to warm up. I heard that from a guy in Kansas City the other day, yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
But so you're with Angie's right now. How's that been working out for you guys so far?
It ain't too bad. It's not very I mean, we started, I think, on Monday. We got two leads, but these leads aren't, like, ready to go yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of, like, in our eyes, a waste of our money. We're paying for people that aren't. We're paying to get leads for people that are just trying to get an idea on a budget.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing I do see about Angie's, and I don't know if you've experienced this thus far, is, though, they send the same lead to, like, 3 to 6 different guys in the area.
Yeah, it goes to a few companies.
Yeah, so it's like you guys are all kind of competing for that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one thing that I will say. So what I always tell business owners is, look, Angie's can work. You just got to be really aggressive on those leads. Like, you got to work them.
For sure,
right?
Yeah.
You got to make sure, like, you know, that, you know, you don't lose that customer because your competition is going to be calling them at the same time. So it's like you all are like trying to.
Oh, yeah. No, I call them as soon as I get the lead. I call them like within a minute.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good. Yeah. Staying on top of it. Whoever like shows up first, you know, usually wins. But at the end of the day too, like, you know, one of your competitors can get right in their ear too. So it is, you know, one thing that I dislike about Angie's is they send that same lead to a bunch of guys, but you know, that's how they do it because they just want to make money. Right. There's more cost effective way, right, to get clients. And obviously, Weston, to really grow your business. And obviously that's Google, right? So what we help guys do is show up on the first page of Google. Cause I don't know if you know this or not, but 93% of the people that are looking for a business, they go to Google over anywhere else. The first go around,
sure.
Like they'll go on a Google, they'll type in a keyword. Let's say they type in bathroom remodeling, right? Whoever shows up on the first page, they're calling those companies, right? So that's what we obviously would be focusing you on is for the keywords that relate to your business. Weston, you show up. Right. So anything like bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, you know, I don't know what other type of services you do, but obviously we want to make sure that you're, what's that? You do everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I know. And I do see Eric was like seeing that, you kind of more like, you're kind of like the handyman and like you kind of, focus on all kinds of different things. So the good news is I can definitely really help you grow like the jobs out. And let's say, you know, somebody does see you on Google, but they don't call you. We also have a way that we get back in front of those people as well, Weston. So people type in stuff all day long on Google, right? You know, they may call you, they may not call you, right? So, you know, what we want to do is we want to make sure we capture as many leads and as many phone calls as possible, right, for people that are actively looking for your services. So let's say Nancy in your area, she types in kitchen remodeling, right? She sees you on Google, but she doesn't call you. Well, how do we get back in touch with her, or how do we get her to call you? Well, what we'll do is we will run a retargeting ad, right, to that person that typed that keyword in every time that they log on to Facebook in addition to Google. Right. So that retargeting, will obviously, you know, try to entice that person to motivate them to want to call you from Facebook in addition to Google. So we'll connect Google and Facebook together, Weston, to create a strategy where it's funneling you business for people that are actively looking for your services. So if that person calls you from Facebook, obviously they're serious. Obviously, you know, they want to do business because it's not just mass blanketing that ad either. right? So it's only for people that are actively looking for your service. So we spend enough money on the Facebook ads, but we don't spend too much money, Weston, where, you know, we're just throwing money down the drain. Okay. And then the third way that we help businesses grow is we actually do have a pay-per-lead program with Google. Okay. And those are great leads, obviously. Okay. It does take time to get set up for it. Okay. It's not an overnight deal. Reasoning why is because Google puts these type of people on the very tippy top, right? Where you show up like as the first search result. Okay. So in order for Google to do that, they want to vet you. They want to make sure like no felonies over the last 7 years, right? They want to make sure you have general liability insurance, stuff like that. Okay. And you'd be good on that. Do you have general liability insurance for your business, Weston, or not yet?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you do. Okay. Do you have at least $250,000?
Yeah, it's $1 million.
Okay. So good. Yeah. You at least have that. And no felonies over the last 7 years now, correct?
Nope.
Okay, good. Okay. So those leads, okay, so they do take about 2 months to get approved for it because, like I said, they do this full vetting process, background check, look at all these documents, make sure you deserve to be at the tippy top, right? But let's fast forward. 2 months later, you're ready to start taking those leads, okay? Those leads come in the form of a phone call, okay? You get to sit there and talk to the people, right? During the conversation, if you don't like that lead, you can simply turn that lead down and you don't have to pay for it, okay? But during the conversation, like, and you're talking with them and you're, you know, engaging with them and, you know, they're answering all the right questions, you're like, yeah, I'll definitely pay for that lead, okay? Cool thing about those leads too, Weston, those are exclusive to you. Google will not share those leads with your competition. Okay. So that's why Google in that sense is better. Okay. But what's so nice about those leads, if you do want the lead, you're only paying for qualified leads. Okay. So if you do want it, it's $20 for that lead.
Yeah. That's cheap.
Not cheap. I mean, some people tell me, oh, that's expensive. So it just depends on who's looking at it, right? You know, I have some guys that spend $40,000 a month with me. So, you know, it really comes down to, yeah, but it really is cost effective, I would say, in your area. Now Google does make you prepay for 13 of those leads up front. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward. Let's say we start working on getting those paper leads in motion. Right. In a couple months, when the time comes, you will have to prepay for 13 of those leads, which is basically 13 times 20, $260. Okay. You will have to prepay for those leads. And then you can start drawing from those leads. Right. And those will be handyman leads. Right. They're going to be everything like that you do. Right. Including remodeling and all that stuff as well. Okay, but, and then other things like flooring repair, painting, right? Like all kinds of different things that handyman do as well, right? But basically those will be like $20 per lead. So let me break down how the pricing works, basically how this all kind of like fits in together and kind of break down how all that, you know, kind of details on everything. Now, do you have any questions so far for me on everything I've gone over?
Listen.
Okay. So what I'm talking to you about is our ideal package, Weston. A lot of my guys, they start off with this package, okay? And the reasoning why is because it focuses on all three levels of services. You being on the first page of Google on all the keywords, and then we spend $100 a month on those retargeting ads on Facebook to help bring in those calls in addition to Google. And then eventually working towards those paper leads when you need those extra leads on a month-to-month basis. Because the cool thing on those paper leads is you can turn those on and off at any time. Okay? So obviously, you know, when you need the leads, you turn it on, but when you're too busy, you turn it off. Okay? Like a lot of times, like during Christmas holidays, you know, I see a lot of my guys, they don't have their paper leads on because obviously during the holidays, they don't want to run that. Right. So cool thing is you have the flexibility, you know, with, you know, being able to turn everything on and off. Okay. Now how the ideal package works, the first month is $549 and then it drops down to $299 a month thereafter. Okay. The only additional cost on the $299 package, Weston, is how many paper leads you take. Okay. So let's say you average, yes, you have to prepay 13 up front, but let's say you average, I don't know, 10 paper leads a month. Okay. So 10 times 20, 200 plus your 299. So that would be like 499 ad spend that month. The cool thing is you have the full flexibility of controlling how many additional paper leads you take than your basic package. Your basic package of $299 is going to bring in business, right? It's going to definitely bring in business. It's going to bring probably thousands of dollars.
How much business would you say? Thousands of dollars.
We see a 10-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar our clients spend, they're getting $10 back. So on $299, so let's just round it up to 300, who's counting, you should see several thousands of dollars, at least $2,000 or more worth of business with that package. Okay. So that's the good news. Yes. It will give you a good ROI, but is that going to make you 10 grand a month? No, that's where the pay per leads eventually come in to really add that extra fuel on the fire. Cause I always tell Weston, everybody, hey, you get what you spend, right? You know, obviously the more money you spend on marketing, the more it's going to bring in terms of business and having that tool to keep bringing you a healthy ROI. Now, I don't see a website for your business. Did you ever set up a website for it or no?
I do. Great.
Oh, you do have a website. Okay. What domain name did you end up going for with the website, the business?
C-M-Remodeling.com.
C-M-Remodeling.com. Let's take us a look here. Did you do this yourself or did you have somebody create it for you?
No, I did it myself. I haven't really done a whole bunch.
Yeah. It actually looks great. So what we would do is we would just basically promote this website too on Google. Okay. There's something that I always talk about. Okay. It's all about the details, right? One thing about me, Weston, is I really focus on details with my clients because half the battle, yes, is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle, like I was talking to you about, like those retargeting ads, right, is how do we get people to call you, right? How do we get you to stand out more than everybody else, okay? So I'm going to text you this real quick because it's important, and I've been really heavily talking about this year, right, and that is this concept of standing out. So I just texted you this link. When you get it, go ahead and click on that real quick, and I want you to see one of my clients.
You know when I get it. Did you send it to the 9703?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I got it.
So just click on that link. And then we're looking for Lewis Pest Control. It should pull up. Sometimes it pulls up differently on a cell phone, but you should be able to see it there. Let me know when you see it.
Is it in Chicago?
Should be Lewis Pest Control.
Yeah, I clicked on that link. It didn't bring me to... It just brought me to, like, the search bar on Google.
Really? Because every time I click on it, like, if you scroll down, you have to scroll down, you'll see Lewis Pest. You see that?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, I got it now.
Okay. Yeah, so you gotta like, you gotta scroll down. Like at the top is like, you're gonna see sponsor, but right there you should see Lewis Pest. They got 102 five-star reviews. And there should be a photo there at the top, like right next to their name of them standing next to the van. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's loading. I got pretty bad Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I got, like, service right now.
Yeah. And you can click on that photo too. You're gonna like make it bigger. But the reason why I talk about this is the photo concept works. Right? When you put a personalization to your name and your company, right, it really helps people like say, okay, these guys seem, you know, like I want to do business with, right? Because there's a photo of them. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you got to go wrap your van or you got to go do all this, but like if you look, they're wearing like, oh, you're wrapping a trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. So once that's done, you can get a polo shirt even with your name on it, right, or something?
Have,
or you don't
we
even
have
all
to those have
your
name.
On.
Yeah, we have polos with our business name. We have polos with our business name.
Yeah, you put a polo and a nice khaki pant like they have, and you stand right in front of that van, and there you go. There's your photo. Okay, we could throw that on you can throw that on your website. We could throw that on your Google business profile. We can throw that on your Facebook ads. Okay. Now, obviously, there's a reason why I'm talking about this. Okay. It's all in the details though. Okay. Now, this is something that you don't need to do today, next week, or even in the next few weeks. But if you can get us a photo like this in the next month or so, would really help your business out. Okay. To stand out amongst the crowd. Now, as you notice, Lewis has over 102 five-star reviews, okay? That takes time to get 102 five-star reviews. He didn't get that overnight, okay? But how he got those 102 five-star reviews was by the tool that we have where you're able to enter your client's information into that tool, Weston, where it will send them out a automated text message, something like along the lines like, thank you for using, you know, our services here at CNM Remodeling. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Could you please take a moment and click on the link and leave us a 5-star review? Okay. And Lewis has been using that obviously very religiously, right, and has now gained himself 102 five-star reviews. It takes time, obviously. But those 5-star reviews obviously are helping his business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Okay. So those details. Yes, I can get you on Google. Yes, I can, you know, help promote you. I can get you great leads even on our basic package. Okay. Like I said, though, the paper leads are really what's going to take your business to the next level. But to get that third leg going, it's going to take about a 2-month vetting process, right, to get you to where Google will show you at the very tippy top of Google, okay? Now, I'm showing different things. I'm showing, like, your name is Crump and Marshall Remodeling, or are you just mainly going under as CNM?
That's our, like, LLC name is Crump and Marshall, but it just doesn't – yeah, we're just doing CNM.
Okay. I gotcha.
Like the abbreviated
now,
version of
Google's going to look at – here. Google's going to look at your LLC paperwork, right? And usually they want to go by the name that you have your LLC under. Now, I'm not saying I can't get them to do CNM, but they may give us a little fight because your LLC shows Crump and Marshall, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about – and it may come down to this – Weston, I'm not saying it is going to come down to it, but it may, and that's why I want to bring this up now, that if Google gives us a hard time of making it CNM Remodeling, because I do like it better, CNM versus Crump and Marshall, would you guys ever be willing to just do a quick name change on that LLC if Google, like, gives a fight on that?
We can't change it to the CNM Remodeling, because that's what we were going to make it, was CNM. But you couldn't do, like, the M or the and sign or whatever in the actual
LLC. When you were formulating your LLC paperwork, they wouldn't let you do that?
Yeah, the website or whatever on the mo.gov wouldn't let me do it.
Really? Mm-hmm. What about, like, the dash, like C-M-Remodeling, like how you have it on your because I have guys that have, like, LLCs with, like, kind of like your type of name, to be honest with you. So I don't know why the Gov website was giving you a hard time about creating a LLC with the and symbol, right?
Yeah.
Or just, like, an acronym. Maybe did somebody else already have that name? Is that what was going on?
Possibly. It didn't say that name was already taken.
Yeah, you should definitely look into that because I know Google's just going to give a hard time. And if we do put you as Crump and Marshall Remodeling, like the way your LLC shows now, it's really congested, right? So I do really like the CNM. I mean, we're definitely going to try, you know, but it may come down where you might have to file a quick, simple form to change the LLC name. Okay. And there's definitely a way to do it. Just maybe they was giving you a hard time at the time. But like, I have lots of guys that have like I have another, like, I have a guy here. I mean, I can pull up some of my clients, like, names, but I definitely have people that have like an acronym like that, like a, just like a CNM.
Yeah.
All day long. So you probably were just getting like a hard time with the site or something like that, but you know, definitely look into that, because, you know, it's a 50-50 is what I'm saying when we go to verify you with Google, because they're going to look at your name and they may come back and pipe back, even though we're like their biggest premier partner, they may pipe back and say, look, his name shows on the LLC Crump and Marshall Remodeling, and you guys are trying to get it to show CNM Remodeling. Google may let it fly, but sometimes they may not. Just depends on, you know, who's working.
Let's just try it. If not, we'll figure something out from there.
Yeah, then we can address that approach. Yeah. Okay. So based on our conversation, though, can you see how all of this would benefit your business?
For sure. How many leads would you say would bring in, like, a week or a month?
Okay. Great question. Let me kind of give you the timeline. So the first couple weeks, right, we got to build out all the programming, get all your ads created. So obviously there's some foundational work. Okay. After that, though, things start to build momentum. You know, obviously the first 30 days, right, we're trying to get all the traction. We're trying to get everything going. Right. You will get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two where this thing starts to take off, right, where you will see a night and day difference in terms of the first month and the second month in terms of volume and traction and phone calls. But after things are like fully like humming and fully moving, Weston, I mean, even on my basic package, like I said, my guys, you know, are getting quality over quantity. So, you know, I mean, I see some guys, handyman getting like 20 leads a month between the two campaigns. Yeah. And then obviously their paper leads, you know, when they do need more, you know, they start, you know, running those two to add those extra leads.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, is like bigger jobs, more than, like, we're looking for bigger paying jobs than we're looking for, like, the amount of jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd rather have
quality over quantity.
Yeah, we'd rather have, like, two $40,000 jobs in a month than we would $20,000 jobs.
Yeah. And a bunch of small ones. Well, the nice thing is I'm going to put an account manager on your account. Okay. And the reason why I do this is, one, is I have like 1,400 clients. Okay. So I have a lot of clients, obviously. And so my account manager, and basically on our team, their job is basically to hold your hand and make sure that nothing falls through the cracks, right? That we're gathering the paperwork from you, that we're targeting the right keywords, Weston, so that we can make you successful. Because the nice thing is we only ask for a 3-month commitment from you. And then after that, it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship with our company.
That's my only thing.
And we want to receive. Okay. What's that?
I said, yeah, that's my only thing with Angie, is Angie's fucking 12 months, and I don't want to.
Now, you can get out of that if it stops working for you. Hey, if that stops working for you.
No, I'll get out of it and go with you guys. That's more than likely what's going to happen, but I still got to pay the $1,000 or whatever I owe.
No, you won't even have to pay that. Here's how all my guys have gotten out of it, okay? So remember this, too, because you're going to appreciate this. I had a roofing company that was spending $10,000 a month with Angie's, not getting anywhere with them. And they basically – what's that?
I said, no, they don't really benefit much at all. We're paying $520 and we got like a $70 job.
So I learned this trick from one of my clients a long time ago. I've been passing it along, right? And then he told me he read it on like a Reddit article or something, right? But here's how all my clients get out of Angie's. First, you got to send an email. Basically, hey, you guys are charging me a bunch of money, right? It's not working out for me. I'm just spending money right now. And, you know, the competitive nature with this leads, you know, going to a bunch of people, it's just not cost economical for me to keep paying you on a month-to-month basis for a whole year, right, without any, like, you know, guarantee on your guys' end, okay? That being said, unfortunately, I cannot continue to keep doing this, yada, yada, yada. The next step that you have to do is you got to call your card company and put a block on them. Yes, Angie's going to be calling you. They might send you some threatening emails, but eventually they go away.
Oh, they do it already. Yeah.
Yeah, they go away. So that's basically, you know, how my clients get out of the contract without having to pay that termination fee. Because to shoot you straight, Weston, if you really deep dive on Angie's, about 3 years ago, Angie's got in trouble with the government. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, slapped them hard and made them pay like over $7 million back to businesses, right? Because of how they treat their clients, because of this like stuff that they do, that they put you guys in a year contract, right? So whether you guys do good or not, Angie's don't care because they just lock you in a year contract.
That's right.
You know, to me, that's why I don't like.
I would get out of it.
What's that?
So all I would have to do is send them an email and then call my.
Yeah, just send them. Hey, just be honest. It's not working, and then call your car company and block them. Say, look, you know, Angie's billing me. It's not working. This marketing sucks. You know, can you please block them?
Yep.
That's how all my clients have gotten out of them.
That's badass, man. I've been stressing about it, honestly, because, like, I mean, yes, I got two leads in a week, but these two leads
aren't
ready to do
their
stuff for a month.
Well, obviously, you want to finish up your first month. Yeah, you want to finish up this month because you've already paid for it. You're not going to get that money back, but
yeah,
get something out of it. Make it pay for you now, right?
So when do you think I should email them that?
What?
So when should I email them that, then, since you said that?
Well, when's your next billing date? When's the next billing day?
See if I can. Actually, I got an email from him the other day. A text. Sorry, it's going to take a minute. I'm trying to find
it. No worries. No. Because obviously this is important too. You know, you got to protect your money.
That's right.
I mean, you already can see that it's really not, you know, performing for you.
Yeah. Here's a link to your record.
I mean, you said you've been with him, what, 5 days? Or longer than that?
I started Monday. No, I think we started Monday.
So obviously you want to, so like the 13th or like the 16th?
I think I seen a text the other day that said the 16th.
Okay. So what you want to do, I would contact them like the 9th. Or the 10th, which is a Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
I would contact them either like the 9th or the 10th, or even before that, that week of like either the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, that week,
mm-hmm.
I would send them the email and then call your card company to put a block so that they don't charge
you. Heck yeah.
You know? But that gives you a whole, like really to work the leads, gives you a whole month. Right, to protect your money that you've already spent, right? And definitely try to get something out of it, you know? You might get a couple jobs out of it, you know? But putting your money, obviously, into Google versus Angie's is going to be a lot better over time because why? Everybody uses Google, right? And the cool thing is I can get you a pay-per-lead, right, at $20 a lead, and you have the ability to receive or reject that, and it doesn't get shared.
Yeah.
Like, even if you turn the lead down, Google doesn't share that lead again to somebody else.
Really?
Yeah. Again, Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident. They have the platform, right? It's just a lot of business owners get, like, hooked into Angie's or they get hooked into Yelp, you know, or Thumbtack, right? And those are okay, but there's nothing more powerful than Google. because everybody uses Google, right? You use it, I use it, and whoever shows up on the first page. So the first month, you just got to be a little patient with me, right? We got to get paperwork together. We got to get your foundation together. We got to get you on Google, get your five-star reviews going, right? We got to get all this dialed in stuff, right? But after that, like, once we get the foundational work done, it just starts taking off and you'll start getting the results that you're looking for.
All right. So how much will
you won't be throwing your money away. So like I said, it's $549 your first month. That covers your background check. That covers the first month of service, right? That covers like that $299 out of it. We do spend $100 in those Facebook ads. And then like I said, it's $299 a month thereafter. So you'll get a ride a couple months of just $299. And then when your paper leads are ready to go, then you'll have to prepay for those 13 leads. Like I said, it's $260. And then you can start drawing from those leads. Now, there's one detail I do need to discuss with you, okay? We actually purchase a special phone number for your business, okay? And the reasoning for that, we'll get a 573 area code number for you. The reasoning for that, Weston, is we need to know and we got to track all the leads, right? We want to know where the lead came from, what city, right? And like what source? Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from Google, right? So we're going to use this tracking phone number everywhere. We're going to put it on your Google business profile, right? We're going to put it on your Facebook ads, right? And then every month when we have that call with you, we're going to say, okay, Weston, you got 20 leads. Right? 6 of them came from Facebook, 14 came from Google. How did it go? Right? And we're going to be able to see all these leads. You're going to be able to see it, right? And we're going to be able to have all the analytics to be able to make tweaks on a month-to-month basis so we're not flying blind. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Cool thing is all your calls are recorded too. And so you're able to go back and listen to a phone call. Let's say you're on a job and you're like, crap, what did that guy say? You can go back and listen to all that. And so all of that will be controlled through the app too. So we're going to give you an app to help you along the way, right, so that, you know, you're successful and you can manage everything and focus on your jobs, okay? So that's going to be really cool to help you, like I said, on a day-to-day basis. And the app will help you get those five-star reviews like we were talking about that, you know, obviously Lewis was getting himself. So, all right. So I'm going to put you down a CNM remodel, okay? I'm hoping Google doesn't give us a hard time on that, like I said. But if they do, you're more than willing to assist us with doing that quick name change on your LLC, okay? Because it might come down to that, okay? We're going to need to see your liability insurance, obviously, right? We're going to need to get that background check going. So you're eventually going to get in an email in about a week from now. It's usually about 3 to 5 business days, right? And it comes from either two companies, Evident ID or Pinkerton, okay? Those are going to be the background check company. It's a simple form for you to fill out. We can't fill that out for you because obviously you got to put your social and stuff like that on there, and we don't want to, you know, have all that stuff. So, but my account manager that I'm going to assign you your account, they're going to hold your hand on that too to help you out on it if you need any help, like, you know, questions on it. Okay. Now, I'm assuming you're using your home address. That's what you use for your LLC, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to hide that address from the public, but obviously Google's going to need that address. So what address did you use?
It is 456 Rose Street, Montgomery City. But I was wondering, do you have like a personal phone number or something I can call back? Because I do want to call my business partner. And I want to, like, explain him everything just because I don't want him to freak out when he sees we got another transaction.
Oh, yeah, and, let me do this. Let me, what's your email? I'm going to send you an email right now so you can show it to him.
Yeah, do cmremodeling26@gmail.com.
Okay. And then I'm going to make sure that you get this right now. Yeah, and I appreciate what you're saying. And Weston, is it W-E-S-T-O-N? Did I spell that right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Just want to make sure that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting the right, bear with me, I'll get you this email too.
No, you're good.
What will your business partner say? Like, would he have any questions? Would you like me, would you like to three-way them with me? I mean, what do you think?
No, he won't care. You've told me everything we need to know. I just want
to know. Okay. So you're going to be able to explain everything to him.
Yeah. I do have one more question after that one, though. Is there any way
Go on.
Yep. No, go ahead.
Okay, what's your question? I was just trying to get this email to you at the same time. But yeah, definitely go ahead. Like, what do you have in terms of?
So is there any way that that phone number can be linked to two phones? Because he's got his number and I have mine.
It'll route to one. I don't know if we can route it to two. That's a good question. I've never been asked that. But whatever number, like, maybe we could have it set up, like, that if like one doesn't pick, it forwards to another one.
Yeah, sure.
Let me ask. Let me message somebody. No, I've been here for a long time. Never been asked that. I learn something new every day. Can someone have the call tracking phone number routed to two different numbers, or can it go to one? And if they don't pick up, it goes to the second. Sending this to Amy. She out of anybody would know this answer. Hold on. That's a good question. Normally it's set up for one, but I'm wondering if two can be done.
Yep.
But he'll be able to see the leads. Like, you both can have the app, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it can simultaneously ring, or if like it can route to another one. In case, one person doesn't answer. And I think that's possible, but I'm going to find out for you because I want to make sure that I communicate this. Man, your guys' leads. Now, the handyman leads are inexpensive, okay, because they're going to give you a mixture of other ones. If you guys eventually get, like, a general contracting license, right? I can definitely get you guys just solely remodeling leads.
Well, yeah, I'll work on getting that like right now then.
What?
I said, yeah, I'll work on getting those like right now then.
Yeah, like if you guys can get a general contractor license. Oh, you know what I can do? Great. See, I always love when my coworkers, two minds are always better than one. Okay. So, here's one thing I can do. Since we're going to be doing all three levels of service together, I have this thing called Jordan. Okay. Jordan is an AI bot. Okay. Jordan is incredible technology.
The phone calls or whatever.
Jordan can take the phone call, right? So let's say, like you don't pick up the phone, Jordan will take over the phone call, and Jordan is like able to communicate like I can. She can talk
to
your clients.
Yep,
she can answer questions, and she can book things. Normally, this is going to be a charged thing, but our company has been beta-ing it, and we've already invested $1 million into Jordan to develop her, okay? I can bring it on now for you to try out and everything without you having to pay for it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I
already have like
sure.
six different companies just beta testing it right now for their business. But to answer your question, if you don't pick up, Jordan can take over.
Alrighty.
And you're going to like it. Like, yeah. And in fact, here. What is the phone number they can call? To hear Jordan. I'm gonna find out the phone number to you. So you can see what I'm talking about.
I talked to her earlier because I had missed the number. Missed the
call. Oh, you did? You talked to the girl?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you were able to engage with her. You saw how that worked. Okay, never mind then. I don't even have to
it was with you guys. You guys had called me earlier.
Yeah, and then we called you back. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What do you think of Jordan? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's insane, the technology. And we'll dial it in, right, for your business. So that's one thing, like I said, I'll make sure Weston to make, you know, have happen for you guys to really help everything there. Okay, I just sent you an email. Okay, it's going to take like maybe 20 seconds or so, 30 seconds, you know, but let me know when you get it and we can go over it real quick. Like, what questions do you think your partner will have in regards to
this? I just kind of want to explain to him the bank thing, how you said that with Angie's, and I'm just going to tell him, like,
okay,
sounds way more promising with you guys than Angie's.
I got you. Of course. I mean, yeah, we're putting you on Google and you're going to be, you know, fishing in a couple different ponds, right? We're going to have you
on
the first page
of Google. Incredible leads.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not shared. Now, I can't stop people from calling other companies. That does happen from time to time, but at least we're not sharing the lead, or the lead is not being encouraged to be shared, right? So that in and of itself is great, but the paper leads are always 100% exclusive, right?
Yeah.
And again, doesn't mean somebody can't call somebody else, right? However,
right,
you know, it's not encouraged. So it will give you guys a better fighting chance. It'll give you a lot more control on your budget. Like, some months you might only do $100 of the paper leads, where you take 5 paper leads, right? And then you're $299, so you spent $399 that month instead of like $500 or $600 that month, right? So the full control of your ad budget is there, because your basic package is always going to be $299. The only additional cost is the paper leads. Okay? Did you get that email I sent you?
Yeah, I did. I got it.
Okay. So at the top, like it says, we're focusing on 3 different things. Getting the business show up on the map section. That's part of the basic package. Okay? The targeted Facebook ads, and then the paper leads show up the very tippy top of Google. So in other words, I can have you showing up on 2 places on the first page once you get your paper leads going. Pretty cool, right? That's a couple videos of us. We were on TV at one point. Extra Space Storage, they're the largest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations. We've done them all. The director of marketing did a video for us. One of my clients, Stingray Electric, did a really good video here. And then obviously Lewis Pest Control that we just talked about, he just did a video for us a week ago, right? So you can watch any of those videos. Those are, they're really informative, tell you basically how the packages work. But we'd be focusing on keywords like handyman, painting company, flooring company, TV installation, home siding, flooring repair, tile installation, remodeling company, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, interior painting, lighting installation, deck building if you do it, exterior painting, door painting, bedroom painting, bathroom painting, drywall painting, siding painting, and cabinet painting, right? A lot of that stuff that handyman do, okay? So we'll be focusing on those keywords, okay? And the paper leads, again, will be like on stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
Now, obviously, if you wanted to fully just do remodeling, you know, paper leads, those will be a little more expensive. Those are more under the general contracting vertical, but obviously you don't have a GC license yet, okay? Once you do, let me know. We can, you know, take care of it. Also, down the road, if you ever want to redo your website, if you ever want to make changes or anything like to your website, we're more than willing to take care of that at no additional cost for you, okay? That's another benefit that my team can provide for you, okay? So here's the breakdown of the first month, Weston. $199 gets you on the first page of Google, $100 of the Facebook ads that we're going to be running, those retargeting ads, $250 that covers your background check, that covers all the paperwork to get you approved for those paper leads. It's a one-time charge, okay? That's why your first month is $549. Then every month thereafter, it drops down to $299 like we talked about. $199 to keep you on the first page of Google, $100 towards those Facebook ads. The only additional cost is your paper leads. As it's broken down there, it's probably going to be around May when you're approved for it. You have to prepay for the 13 leads, which is $260. You start drawing from that at whatever pace you'd like to go, right? And then they're basically $20 a piece.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great. Could you send me your number and our number to call back, and I will
So the best route we should do, because I just know how my days are going, like I'm looking to have like four other appointments today as well. What we should do is schedule a call for you and I to do an appointment so that we can go back through this. That will give you time to talk to your partner, and if you want to include your partner on that call, because I'm sure they might have other questions, we can obviously go through it then. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, let's do this. Let's see here. I can do. I can do a 1 o'clock your time, or I could do a 4 o'clock your time. What works better for you?
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock will work better for Dave. What does 12 o'clock look like tomorrow?
Tomorrow gets even crazier.
It's not
for
4
me.
O'clock work. That's fine. We can do 12.
You want to do 12?
Not 12, sorry. 4. No. I meant 4. Sorry.
Yeah, let's do 4. Okay. Okay. So I'll call you at 4 p.m. today. Okay. That way you guys can, talk things through. I really suggest you watch that Lewis Pest Control video, because obviously we just talked about him. And he's actually my client. He's been with me for a year. He's his account manager, the person that, I signed to his account, Amy. She's the one that actually interviewed him though and asked him a bunch of questions about the program and whatnot. So I definitely suggest you watch that video, because he explains how he uses all three levels of service. Our basic package of $299 and then the paper leads to really scale him. He's now gone from one van, Weston, to 12 vans now.
Holy
in the last year with
line.
Us. Yeah. And so how you get there, though, is obviously step by step. We got to get you on Google, got to get your 5-star reviews, got to get that photo like we talked about, right? And then obviously taking as many of those paper leads as you can, and then working towards getting a GC license. If you guys can get a GC license, I can solely just bring remodeling leads. That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm
right.
going to try to do it as soon as possible. I don't know how long it takes, but yeah.
Yeah, let's just see how much just those general contracting leads are, okay, in your area. And I'll tell you right now. Now, they are going to be a lot more money. I'll tell you that, because it's only focusing on, like the high paying jobs. The handyman will bring a mixture of everything, right? And that's just me shooting you straight, right? That's why it's $20.
I appreciate it.
Okay. But those general contracting leads out in your area aren't much more expensive. It's like $23 for those leads. So, I mean, it's really, you're in a unique pocket. Yeah, you're in a unique pocket, right? Because they're not Google's not charging crazy amount of money. Like in your area.
Yep.
Yeah. Like some of my general contractors are spending over $100 a lead. So, it just
so
really comes down
to
making
30 grand from that job.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say on your particular case, so your basic package of $299 does a 25 mile radius, right? So wherever your business address is, it'll circumvent and show you owner of the business sections on the 25 mile radius. Okay. The paper lead, the paper leads, we have the ability to go wherever we want to go. So we can go 50 miles, 100 miles. We'll focus on what cities you want to focus in on, and we'll get the whole list of cities, and we'll super concentrate that on that as well. Cool thing with Facebook as well is the same thing. Okay. Your basic package though, that $299, that will focus on a 25 mile radius, right? But how we expand that is on the paper leads and on the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Okay. So good news is we're trying to keep this as affordable for you on a month-to-month, right? And again, the paper leads are there to add the extra ammunition, the extra fire, right? So, yeah. But if you guys want to get to a day where you're making 10 grand between the two of you guys a month, right? How you do that is you got to spend money. Okay. So yeah, eventually getting to $500 a month. And then when you get to $1,000 a month, that'll bring in 10, 12 or more, you know, $1,000 a month, you know, because as we've seen, our ROI on ad spend is a 1-to-10 ratio. So for every dollar you spend, you're going to get like 10 bucks back. Okay.
Yep.
So if you want to make 10 grand, you got to spend $1,000. Right? You want to make 20 grand, you got to spend $2,000, right? But obviously having the right vehicle to make you money, that's really where it counts, right? And that's why I love my job and why, you know, 98% of people stay with me on a month-to-month basis is because, you know, the people that take this seriously and actually spend money and not try to get cheap with it either, right? Those are the ones that are winning.
Yeah.
Hopefully that all made sense to you, by the way. You know, I try to do it the best I can.
No, you did good, man.
Okay.
I'll call you at
4 o'clock, okay, your time, and then we'll pick this up from there. Feel free. If you have any questions, you can text me. You can email me, right? I'm here for you, and then I'll pick you up at 4 o'clock. Okay?
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, no worries, Weston. I'll talk to you then, okay?
Bye.
Sounds good.